Let's go!
Wave FM's Jade, Straney and Trav.
100% Illawarra.
For Dwyer's Mazda, now Wollongong Mazda.
Welcome along to the poddy.
What day is it?
It is Tuesday.
Is it? Oh, yeah. We don't like Tuesday. We need to rename it.
It's a shit day.
It's just a nothing day.
It just goes on.
Well, because like Monday, you go, start the working week, fresh, getting into it. Tuesday, you're like, meh. Wednesday, you're like, ooh, weekend's just around the corner. Now,
what do you do?
Ooh, weekend's just around the corner.
And the other one before.
Nah.
Yeah, right.
Nah.
Can I tell you a joke?
Chuck a sticky on Monday. I reckon Tuesday's a better day to chuck a sticky.
Oh, geez, yeah.
T-Mom, our producer, he's chucked a couple of stickies. He said he was in hospital, but I don't believe it.
Oh, I got no phone call from Wollongong Hospital.
No, that's right.
Look, guys, give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'm joking.
Benefit of the doubt?
He'll be really.
And it's like you not having dye in your hair, benefit of the doubt. You've worn a cap in again today. We know what that means.
Yeah. Every time you wear a hat, it means that you put a little colour in your hair.
That's actually incorrect. It's because it's a wild head and this whole...
You just shave the bits, Ed. Give us a look again.
Take the hat off again. You look like the Nutty Professor.
He does look like the Nutty Professor. It's a wild hair day. I woke up this morning. I was like, well, stuff this. There will be no gel today.
Do you normally put gel on your hair?
Yes, of course I do.
Yeah.
You normally put gel in that hair of yours.
Look at it. Well, take your hat off. That's an ungelled head.
He looks like the guy
out of Back to the Future. What's Doc? He looks like Doc.
Yeah. Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, with his hair going everywhere.
I mean, if you didn't dye it, it would be as white as Christopher Lloyd.
I do not dye it. You have absolutely no proof.
What did you say?
You have no proof.
You didn't call it dyeing it. You said, yeah, it's a gel that makes your hair go dark.
What it does is it thickens up your hair and gives it a bit of colour. That's right.
And it's gel.
It is gel.
A hair dye gel. I like it.
I'm just telling you, look, from the chemistry background, there are these all advances in science that allow you to be able to do this.
Gel, another word for dye.
Yeah, just for men.
That's not true.
Just for men. It's all right. I didn't realise that just for men were making a gel, a hair gel.
I'm just telling you, look, I mean, I could get some for you, Straight,
no,
if you
no,
want.
No, it's okay. I'll go grey. Dignifyingly, yes, and bald, very, very bald. I become Friar Tuck. Hey, here's what happened in the show. Have a good one. We are taking your calls this morning, 42751965. When have you been overheard saying something you shouldn't? Jade, take the lead on this one. You love putting your foot in your mouth.
I do it all the time. But most, probably the one that I remember the most was recently when I was saying that a girlfriend, I'm going, she's faking it, I can tell. Saying it to another friend. The other friend was like, it's true, I'm with you. And then the door opened to the laundry, which is right next to the kitchen, and her husband walked out. Hey!
Oh. Yep.
You also have that feeling of, did he hear me?
We didn't know. So we're just kind of, you know, trying to act like you... talking about something else.
they always hear.
They always hear.
So quick, give us a buzz, Illawarra, 42751965. We'll take your calls now.
All right, Beck, when have you been overheard saying something that you shouldn't have?
Well, I was 2 years old and I was shopping with Mum, and on the PA system we could hear some music coming through, and I was obsessed with music still in. Anyway, I started singing along to the song that was playing on the PA system, except it was Salt and Pepper, Let's Talk About Sex.
Oh, no.
And my mum was getting these filthy looks, like, the whole time. And she's just trying to, like, grab my arm going, shut up.
And you're like, let's talk about sex, baby.
That's a 2-year-old,
exactly.
Imagine
I knew
it.
All the words too.
Oh no, I love that. Before we go to our next caller, can you take us out with a little bit of Let's Talk About Sex?
Sure can. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Yeah, okay, I'm cutting her off. That'll do.
Oh, poor Beck.
42751965 is our number.
What about you, Safa? What's something you've said that you got overheard doing?
Well, it wasn't actually myself. It was my middle daughter. We were coming back from Sydney on a really, really packed train.
Yeah.
And she just yells out, Mum, I farted.
Oh.
Well,
oh, no.
And the whole train just turned around and looked at me, and I tried to sink in between the chairs, and then a few of the guys started to laugh because her laugh is hysterious. Yeah. Like, so funny. And then I started laughing, and yeah, the whole train ended up laughing.
Oh.
Too bad, but very embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, it must have created a bit of humour.
Sometimes you've got to, you know, when you're proud of something.
Yeah, that's right. At least she owned up to it. There's nothing worse than when you just get this smell wafting through the carriage and you're like, who was it? It was me.
Oh, that's a cracker. Some great calls from Beck and also Safa from Cringilla there. You know what? You're going to have a look at all of the comments at our Facey page. Just go to WaveFM 96.5 on Facebook. When have you been overheard saying something you shouldn't have? It's Jade Straney, Damien Leith in the morning at WaveFM 96.5.
Let's go! WaveFM's Jade Straney and Trav. 100% Illawarra. For Dwyer's Mazda, now Wollongong Mazda.
Damo, have the kids got any Christmas presents yet? Like delivered from Ireland or anywhere?
Nothing from Ireland so far, no. Although it could happen any day, because I know my mam is always on the case pretty fast.
Oh, and because of what's going on with COVID, people don't know how long it's going to take to get things
from
A to B.
That is right.
So my brother's living in WA, and they've actually got to send stuff, and it goes through quarantine for 14 days before we get it. But this week, a box arrived, and we opened it up yesterday, and it had Christmas presents in it.
Oh, so all wrapped up?
All wrapped up. Mm. And look, beautiful wrapping too, with bows and everything on it. And everyone had a Christmas present. And I was like, well, clearly that's from my brother's partner, not my brother.
Yeah,
it wasn't even his writing on the card.
Ah.
He
doesn't even know what's in the box.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
He has no idea. If you turn around and say, hey, thanks a million for the towel, he'll go, yeah, no worries.
No, he'll be like, oh, like, thanks a million for the presents. He wouldn't even probably know they've been sent over.
Oh, gee, even though.
That's what the partner's for. Courtney, she's gorgeous. So we all had a present. And the little girls, Arwen and Lulu, were like, oh, Christmas present! And I'm like, you can't open them now. Oh. You have to wait till Christmas.
Oh, that's actually mean, isn't it? You know, sending presents like that to little kids. We know the way kids are.
Oh, no, they want to open it now. Well, Arwen's like, I won't open it. Can I just put it next to my bed? Oh. And I'm like, we can put it next to your bed, but I guarantee that's going to be open within half an hour.
That has no hope beside her bed.
Yeah, that's right. We can't do that. And then Mama Jude's gone, I've got it. Oh. I've got a brainwave. I know what we can do. So she went into the back of a car. Mama Jude, we call her Jadiver.
Jadiver.
Because, yeah, she's in the back of a car. She's got this box and it's got everything in it. We're talking like duct tape. We're talking tools. We're like anything you need.
Duct tape? What is she doing?
No, it's not to...
She's holding milk or ransom to you.
Not to pick up hitchhikers off the side of the road. More like if something's breaking, tape it together.
Well, duct tape. Or little tools. It fixes everything.
She can do anything, Mama Jude. And so she went in there and she ended up pulling out like a net. It's a net for when she goes to the dump with a trailer. She'll like net things down and she goes, I've got it.
Hey, that poor old lady, a net.
She has a net.
Just stuck in the cupboard the whole time.
A net and some duct tape.
I need anything to eat.
So she got a net out of the car and the net said, thank you, finally. Can you take the duct tape off my mouth?
Poor net.
And she got the net and she put all the presents in it and then hung them from the roof. So we have got this black net hanging in the lounge room and it's got our presents in it.
Oh my God.
And the kids have been looking at it. And yesterday afternoon, Arwen had a stool she dragged across, got the broom out of the laundry, and she's trying to whack the net.
The old piñata, the Christmas piñata.
The Christmas piñata. And I said to Mama June, Mum, if that falls, you're the only one who's got a breakable present. I can feel yours was a candle. The rest of us will be fine.
Yes. Oh, that's too funny.
So that's a Christmas hack. If anyone wants to use that, Mama Jude wanted me to share that with the Illawarra and said, oh, great Christmas hack so the kids can't get the presents.
I don't know about that as a hack. That's a high-risk manoeuvre in my book. What are you?
Poor old Santa walks through the house and he goes, what's all this up here?
And that was the podcast.